Listen to your body, an incendiary message in this global class system. Our most precious treasures are destroyed or suppressed for voicing it, for showing us the power of its truth in reuniting us with our authenticness, the boldness and zest stolen from us as infants. We can now hear Prince in Hearing Alice. Quotes, these are some quotes from Alice. Those who were permitted to react appropriately throughout their childhood, i.e. with anger, to the pain, wrongs, and denial inflicted upon them, either consciously or unconsciously, will retain this ability to react appropriately in later life. When someone wounds them as adults, they'll be able to recognize and express this verbally. They won't feel the need to lash out in response. A person who can understand and integrate his anger as part of himself will not become violent. He has the need to strike out at others only if he's thoroughly unable to understand his rage, if he was not permitted to become familiar with this feeling as a small child, was never able to experience it as a part of himself, because such a thing was totally unthinkable in his surroundings. And that was discussed in the November 29, 2015 show. When feelings, says Alice, are admitted into consciousness, the wall of silence disintegrates and the truth can no longer be held back. It is not experienced hatred that leads to acts of violence and destructiveness, but hatred that must be warded off and bottled up with the aid of ideology, a situation that can be examined in detail in the life, in the case of Adolf Hitler. Every experienced feeling gives way in time to another. And that was discussed in our March 6, 2016 show. And then one last quote from her. It would be an easy matter to misunderstand my claim that the untold deep humiliation and mistreatment Hitler suffered at his father's hands without being allowed to respond was responsible for his insatiable hatred. Someone may object by saying that an individual human being cannot destroy an entire people on such a scale, that the economic crisis and the humiliation suffered by the Weimar Republic contributed to producing the catastrophe. There can be no doubt that this is true. But it was not crises and systems that did the killing. It was human beings. Human beings whose fathers were able to point with pride to the obedience instilled in their little ones at a very early age. And that was discussed in our November 29, 2015 show. We needed the right story to fully appreciate the truth of the message, listen to your bodies. The message to literally put them first, defer to their wisdom as the Hermes of the earth. And Hermes is the Greek messenger god, represented by the carved rock and associated with the Egyptian god Thoth, the god of wisdom, justice, and writing, to put nothing before them. But to put nothing before them, we must discuss it so that we can be each other's support in doing just that.